It's Thursday, September 29th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Okay, well, I'm sitting here with the famous Betty Jane Hunt. Betty Jane, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I would consider you to be a hero because you've traded in a comfortable life to serve Christ in a place that's pretty hard and a life that's pretty tough to live so that some people would know the glory and the beauty of Jesus Christ. Now, I just want you to kind of take us back. Tell me about who you are and what you did as a missionary.
I was appointed to Korea in 1957, when in 1958 I studied Korean in the States before I went. And then I went to Korea in October 1958, and this was 5 years after the Korean War.
And so how many years in all were you in Korea?
33.
Okay, you go out and teach Bible. This is really where I want to camp out on this, because what we've seen is a common theme among people who are going to the hard places to reach the hard people. When they do that, the common theme is that they have been driven by a love for the Word of God. Tell me about your love for the Bible.
Well, I started going to church when I was just a little girl with my parents. My parents took me to a church, and I always heard the gospel. And then I became a Christian when I was 13 as a result of someone speaking to me individually, an evangelist that came to my area, our church. Mm-hmm. And it was at Howard College, and now it's Samford University, mm-hmm. where I really began to study the Bible and love it as a God's Word, but I didn't realize the effect it was having on me. And we had to take a whole year of Bible, two semesters of Bible, and then in that course we were supposed to have read the Bible through, and I'm sure I did because I came through the, I guess, all right. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. But anyway, it was more or less my assignment. But it was, and I looked at it as literature a lot, not realizing that this shows me that the Bible is showed me that the Bible is connected from Genesis to Revelation, rather than just the piecemeal kind of study I had in Sunday school.
Mm. It's one story about one person, and that's yes, Jesus Christ.
That's true, and rather than it being part of the time in the Old Testament and part of the time in the New Testament, I was able to see the revelation in the Bible of Christ. Yes. In China, I went to, with the Cooperative Services International, that's International Mission Board, Cultural and Charitable Organization. Mm. I was in Northeast China for 2.5 years after retirement. Mm. And I couldn't get out at night much, and I was alone a good bit. So I made it a practice to read the Bible through every year while I was those 3 years. And the Bible was my companion as well as very meaningful to me during those years.
Well, now, obviously the Bible has played a huge part in you not only going over there, but being sustained through 30-plus years of ministry overseas. That's some hardship, learning a new language, new culture. All those things are very tough. Tell me about two things: how the Bible was influential in calling you there, and what I mean by that is what particular verses that really stand out. And then secondly, what particular verses really stand out while you were over there that were good at sustaining you, very useful in sustaining you with a heart for the people of Korea and then China?
After I graduated from Howard College, I went on to go to an extension course of Samford, Howard College, in a Birmingham church, First Baptist. And we went from our small church in Tarrant, Alabama, where I lived and where I grew up, and there were about four of us who went, the pastor and three others of us, and we went to that Bible course for about 2 years every Monday night during the school year. And it was during that time that the Lord spoke to me very particularly through His Word, and I realized something about my own life then. And one of them is from Jeremiah 29, a verse that meant very much to me in my calling to Korea. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. I realized I hadn't been searching for God with all my heart at that time. And then the other one is from Matthew 6:24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Of course, we know the word there, mammon, means money, but it wasn't money, but it was just my separation of my life into the desires that I had for my life and my selfish goals and going my own way and rather than going God's way.
And then when you were over there, I know there was a lot of hardship coming from every angle all the time. It was just tough. It's just tough. Learning a new language is tough. Learning a new culture and living in it, feeling lonely and being there by yourself, that kind of thing. What verse or verses can you share with us that God really laid on your heart to sustain you through that?
I think there's some that are common to all, but mainly maybe Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The struggle in language you've already mentioned, culture, and the time. There were some not physical, they were not too bad. We got through them. A lot of the hard things about just living, because you couldn't always have what you needed, wanted.
Yeah.
We usually had plenty. We had plenty to eat and plenty, and we were warm. But there were struggles with that at first. Going to Korea in those early days.
Okay, so let me ask you this just to wrap up. If you were talking to my generation or even younger generation, or maybe college age kids or even high school kids who are looking at the rest of their life and they're about to set a trajectory for their life, what would you challenge them with?
Well, I would think mainly to stay focused in church, but mainly on the Bible. Read the Bible for themselves and learn the Bible, not just just pick it up occasionally, but really go into it, deep study of the Bible. Let the Bible speak to them and really to find groups of Christians wherever they go.
So read their Bible, love their Bible, and be plugged into community. That's good. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ms. Beta Jane. You were a true... you're a true hero around these parts. You're a true hero, but yes, you are because you
just persevered.
and that is a testimony of Christ working in your life, and we appreciate you and your hard work.
Thank you.